Gloria be okay. Stop right here. We're going to kill them. There's some kind of dispensation found here in the Brisa that permits you to do what otherwise might be considered boring. It's not clear what the case that's permissible is. So there are five different answers given in the Gemara. The first is Ulos. Bora v'yochol v'bo b'yom. Where's the kasha? V'chibut alefos v'lo b'yom. V'ashel b'lo b'yom. Seems to be rejected. What's the havamina of Ula? The havaminas are also important. So the answer is, later on, the Gemara is going to explain that the real prototype of Borer is Kibora la'otzer v'chayev. That's the last line of the sugya. So it's arguable that if you're doing it for tomorrow, it's more like Borer la'otzer. If you're doing it for today, can it be compared to Borer la'otzer? Should be mutter. Not the same as Mavash. Fine. But Gemara rejects. Amar Rav Chisda, Borer v'yochol pachos mikashir. Frek to Gemara. Chibut alevos pachos mikashir. That's a good question. So, Tosfos answers. What's the Havamina? Right? The Havamina of Rav Chisda. Hamataret tzalkadaitoch, the pachos mikashir, haviderach achila. Here's our first indication that the sugya centers around this concept. Is it derech breira or derech achila? And the initial opinion, because it's the second opinion of the entire sugya, but the view of Rav Chisda was the less than a kashir is considered derech achila, it's just a small amount, it's considered eating, it's not called selecting, and therefore would be permissible. I reject it. Ella, number three. Amar Rav Yosef, bora v'yochel biyad. What does that mean? Use your hands. Use your hands, it should be mutter. Okay. Here, we find a unique, teretz number three is unique insofar as it explains the Braisa to have a tripartite division, three different levels. The Braisa itself, I only read the first line so far. I said, Bora v'yochol, and I stopped. But then it says, the next line is, Bora v'niach, v'lo yivro v'vir chayav patos. So it lends itself to an explanation of really three levels. Bor v'yochol is mutter, lo yivro is potter, and bir chayav chadas is chayav. Now the other Amoraim didn't go that way. Rav Yosef does. And he has three different levels. Let's review again. So biyad is mutter, b'knon v'tam choyim is potter, v'nat b'kvara is chayav. Okay, very interesting distinction. Frek de Gemara, midi k'non v'tam choyim k'otoni. As Iran points out, it's a different kind of a question. Till now he asked the question of substance. Is it true? How can it be? Less than sheer? How can it be? Bo v'yom? How can it be? Now we're not asking how can it be, we're just asking, doesn't say so. Different kind of question. So therefore we'll see it may be actually correct. Just it's not explicit. Hello, Rabbi Menuna. Bor v'yochel, ochel mitov psolis. Shine. It's permissible only with ochel mitov psolis. Why? Presumably, on a simple level. As we just saw before, it's derech achila. Tos gave it away before it started. When it came to Chatzis Shir, they gave it away. So that was rejected. Here it's accepted. Presumably it's derech achila. But fine. Frek de Gemara. Midi ochum to psoel katoni. It's a biased kasha. Doesn't say so. Again, a different kind of question. El am rabbi. Bor v'yochel li alter. It's mutl li alter. Abo says, unclear in Sugas HaShas. How many of the three criteria which were not rejected? The first two terutzim were rejected, as the Ran points out, pseudo Ran. The first two were rejected because on substantive grounds. The last two only on textual grounds, but they may still all be true. How many of the three do you need to be matirit? So the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say, not only do you require all three to be matirit, but if you miss any one of those three, sounds like it's an isur d'oraisa. The simple pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, that the only way to, it's all or nothing. If you have all three, that's chazav again. You know this from grade school already. What the three criteria will go in order, the order that which they're found in the sugya. You need ochim b'tov psolos, Rava Menuna. You need, 1 second. Excuse me. You need biyad, Rav Yosef. Ochim b'tov psolos, Rava Menuna. And the altar, Rabbi, you need all three. Abai never rejected those who came before. He just none of the last two rejected what, you know, the one or two that came before them. They accept all three. You have all three. Lekula, it's mutter. You're missing even one of them. You run into an Issa Daraisa. It's a simple reader of Rebbe Chananel, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see. The Shulchan Aruch is a quotation for the Rambam. Shin Yud Tes, Rebbe Osei, the beginning of the Siman, he quotes the Rambam. Shin Yud Tes. Habor Ochem Itof Psolas. That's a complicating factor, which we haven't really gotten to yet. The next sugya of Gemara. Oh, shoyfalim shnei minei ochlin, who borrow minei min acher, benabu mekvara is chayav. Knona betamchoi pota velosa. Benbira biyodo. Now, didn't you say you should stop right there? That's a tripartite division of Rabbi Yosef. No, but Rabbi made another word. What word did he add? The word he added was klilecha lealka. Okay? But he added at the very beginning, ochem etof psolas. So he squished all three together in one sentence. The Rambam is following Rabbeinu Chananel, which is not a surprising. That's school of thought. Okay? Fine. This is the opinion, which is the mainstream opinion, which is accepted as halacha lemaisa by Klal Yisrael, based on the Rechav, according to the Rambam, and Shin Yud Tes of Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah writes this way in his introduction as well. The Siman Shin Yud Tes. If you're missing any of these ingredients, you mean Osim in Torah. Okay, you have to have all three. And he does make a footnote in Sharatzi and Aleph. He says, "Solas mitoch ochel afi lebor biyoda v'dat lechel miyad kamken chayev haynu lerova poskim k'moshe biyata bi'aloch." Okay, who's rova poskim? Rach, Rambam, Mechaber. That's already not all poskim are counted equally. That's already three that you can't overcome them with some other many other names on the other side. That's what he calls rova poskim. We'll see, in fact, who the rova is. It's hard to measure. We'll see soon other reviews, especially this particular point. Okay, but he doesn't say it with respect to either of the other criteria. Those criteria, that's absolutely has to be yad. Has to be the altar for sure. The question is, what about if it has those two? It's the altar and the yad, but it's psolas mitoch ochel. What in fact is it in that kind of a case? So he said yuchayev, and the footnote he says rova poskim. Who are the miyata poskim? Some kind of a rova implies some kind of a miyat. Okay, fine. So who is the miyat? Who is the miyat? Okay. He tells you to look in Bir Halacha. He doesn't tell you which Bir Halacha. You probably have your fancy Shulchan Aruch. Tells you which Bir Halacha to look in. Huh? Mitoch. Mitoch is in Siv Dalet. So you have to wait always in Siv Dalet to find it. Thank you. So it says over here as follows. He says, what does it say in Siv Dalet? It's also from the Rambam. Haborev solas mitoch ochel afilo b'yarachas is chayev. No distinction drawn over here between the altar, not the altar. Get an impression, no matter what. No matter what, you're chayav all the time. Okay? Says the Biolocha says, the Ran says so, the Magad Mishnah, this is the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, we have the Rach inside printed. And the Rava Magad says that the Ramban holds that way, and that he thinks the Rif holds that way. He does not, the Rif, we got it from the Rif. Maybe the Rif disagrees. Maybe he's only chayav liachazman. Maybe Ochel B'toch Psolos Achazman might also be Mutter. How do you know? He calls Tosis that way. Because Tosis Lo Yadana. Let's go back to the Gemara for a minute. The Gemara, we finished part one of the Gemara. We're going to be out of Brisa with five interpretations. The first two are rejected, although we get a little bit of a hezbollah for each of them. And the last three are accepted. And the simple pshat in the combination of the three factors is called Derech Achila. Says the Gemara, it's a few more lines. Hoyo lefarev, and here the Gersir is Shnei Minei Ochlin. Shnei Minei Ochlin. Okay? Seems to be the correct text, even to those who didn't have the word Shnei originally. Ubirer v'ochal ubir v'heniach. Here's a case where it's not ochal and psolus, it's two kinds of ochal. Rav Ashi masni potter, Rav Yirmiyah midifti masni chayov. Rav Ashi masni potter, asked the Gemara, v'hotani chayov. Now what do we mean v'hotani chayov? What's v'hotani chayov? Says Rashi, v'hotani chayov li'el chayov. So therefore the question becomes, Rabbi Osa, what are you telling me? At Shnei Minei Ochlin, in fact, is Potur. It says in the Braisa, Hur Lefonim Minei Ochlin, so then you would be Chayav. And don't tell me it's talking about a case of what? Of Lialter, says Rashi. That's Rashi Bavor and Zakasha. If it's Lialter, Mutal Lechatchila. So why should, but this is his potter. What do you have for case of potter? The Gemara's kasha again, according to Rashi, from the original Bryce. Lo kasha. Haba k'non v'tamchi, naba b'kvar. Very simple answer. K'non v'tamchi is potter. Naba b'kvar is chayav. Okay, Rabosai. Question, of course, becomes, what's it talking about? So Tosis jumps on Rashi. Kasha l'ri. Then you're chayav. Mashma dafka libo bayom osur. Avali alter afilu benapu kvara. Shari. That's the impression conveyed by the Gemara according to Pirush Rashi. Okay, it is not discussing lialter. Lialter would be mutter. We're talking about liachas man. And the Yachas Man is Chayav when Napa Kvar, implying that if it wouldn't be, that if it would be Lialta, it would be permissible. It's against the Gemara Masechta Beitza. Beitza Daf Yud Aleph. So the reader rejects Rashi and says no. The original Bryce says Bor Biad. Here we're talking about Napa Kvar is Bryce Achriti. Even the altar is chayav chatas. Who said so? Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gimel Dinim. Missing any ingredient to be chayav chatas. Okay, so far, so good. Okay? Fine. Now we go to one more piece of Gemara, then we'll be done. We'll be able to analyze it further. So we had two stages. We had Brisa number one. Then we had a din of Shnei Minei Ochlin, Machlokas Rav Ashi, and Rav Yirmiyah. The Gemara says there's a kash against Rav Ashi, and it's a teretz. K'non v'tamchim, which is not b'kvar, is a machlokas Rashi, and tell us what the Gemara's kasha was from. The original price or a different price? Finally, part of the sukkah. K'yosi rabbimi amar shapta de rabbibi havoy v'iklu rabbi amir rav asi shodah kamar kalkola de peyv le'adana ibi shud de sabar ochal mitok psolis is osur. Then there was no choice but to throw it on the table. He just wants to be nice, says Tosis. Pirush. Lo yadana mashlo birim tchila kodem sheviyam lefnein. Why didn't he do that? Ochal mitol psoles lialter biyad should have been mutter. Okay, but doesn't mean Rabosai when it's actually in front of them. What do you mean Ochel Mitol Psolus is osur? Everyone agrees Ochel Mitol Psolus is Lialter. But here, maybe it's not quite Lialter. We'll discuss the precise definition of Lialter a little bit later on. Okay, so Rashi explains. This is an important Rashi over here. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, Shodah Kamayim, L'rotz al-divar Ochel Mitol Ha'alim V'loseis Tatei Kolecha V'yechad Al-Shetochon. Just spread it. V'im Noltan V'ochlin V'shutu Achzeh Nifrash ha'ochel me'elo. From Rashi, the simple pshat, you have a right to overcome the problem of a taroves by simply spreading the whole thing out on the table. That's not an act of brera in and of itself. And when you subsequently remove each item separately, that's not borer either. That point is no taroves. So you circumvented the problem of borer. Meridik. We pointed out already that the post were arguing whether I can do this myself. Well, it's only a tag team over here. Reuven did it. This is Rabbi Bibi did it. for the benefit of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. But if Rabbi did it for himself, there were those who say that the Gemara never was matter it. They call it a Breira Richta, one long act of Breira with two parts. That's a Shailen Poske. Others say, no, not getting serious of Borer in the first place. Why? Because they say Borer means, it's Aruch HaShulchan, it's famous for this, Borer means selection. You look, you have something which is mixed in together, Tarovis, and you're carefully picking out one from the other. You just throw it on the table, that's permissible. And then when you pick one after the other, they're no longer Meruv, so you got away with it. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, there's no problem, and that's the Pashat Shad the Gemara. Said one could argue that maybe it's only if it's two different people, but neither can be labeled a Borer. Fine. One final Nakuda, on both sides, just a few more lines. Chizkiya Omar, and though we had two Girsa changes over here. We have the Girsa Chizkiya Omar. What does it say on the side, on both sides? Omar Chizkiya. It makes a big difference. Is this going on what came before? Habora Turmusin Mitoch Psolos Shem Chayef. Ay, Ochem Mitoch Psolos. It's Asur. I mean, Asur. Should be Chayef. And there is such a Girsa which says Chayef. What it says, Turmusin is unique. We're not going to the uniqueness of Turmusin, that's not our Indian right now. It's unique. Kind of sugya, right? At four parts, and now it's done. Fine, back to the Bialacha we came from. So the Bialacha says over here, Bitoch, he says, look at Toys Leodana, before Shiva, the Kama Sham, Emisham the Savar, Ochal Mitoch, Psoles, Osir. That was the question of Rab Bibi's opinion. I know, Rabosai, Liachar Zman. Okay, that's what seems. It's from Tosfos, right? Lachazman, because of the Alt, everyone agrees it's what Lachazman. So what do you see from that Tosfos, says the Allah? Watch. Al Zedochi Agamorah, the Turmas Kipsos of Rochel Damia, who remembered that by the Mechayev of Lachazman, Koyapsos of Rochel. Wow. So therefore, he's suggesting, Pshat in his Tosfos, that Rochel Mitops, that, excuse me, the psoas mitoch ochel is only chayav liachas man. The psoas of ochel lialter would presumably be mutter. Would be mutter. Wow. Now we understand very well why he said in the Sharat Zion in Os Aleph, the asa psoas of ochel, even the altar is osur, is chayav. That's Rova Poskin, because Tosus is against, which we'll see soon. Tosus may not be the only one against. Maybe other Rishonim, who also are on Tosus' side. Right. Who might they be? Who might they be? I'll just give you two more names. There could be more than that. Just two more names who might be on the same side. One of them is the Rajma. The Rajma says, Beferish, then I brought us a Kodesh, I believe the Magen Mishnah quotes it, that whatever is asur b'derais on Shabbos is asur b'yomtov. Now, psolos mitoch ochel b'yad the altar is mutter on yomtov. The furish of the second page is af yudalev. You put two and two together, you get to that conclusion. Get to that conclusion. Now, the problem is caused. Why do with Cheskia? What Cheskia say? Habora Turmasin Mitoch Psola Shalahan is Chayav. So he wanted to say Chayav is Lav Dafka according to the Rashi, the Rashi of the Girsa, which is the Girsa that we have. The Girsa is Ravosai, Osir. Osir and Chayav are two different Girsos. We have the Girsa over here, Chayav. Then the bottom line says Osir. It's not exactly clear which way it goes. Maybe he had a different Girsa. Maybe. Or Chayav is Lav Davka. That's a possible suggestion. The Magen Mishnah, the Chos Yontif, in Paragim, Alokha Tezayim, asks his Kasha. And the answer might be the Raj Rolti to be Potter, same as we saw Tarsus. Who else may hold that way? The Tur. Why the Tur? Because the Tur says, what happens, Rabosai, if you have a situation where there's a bigger tircha to take the ochel mitoch apsolos. It's a bigger tircha. So the Torah says in that kind of situation, you take the apsolos mitoch ochel. So the Farshim asks, we match it with the Raisa, the same as Tirchum. This sounds, doesn't sound orthodox. Well, these are the rice of Shabbos, just in order to save a little bit of Tircha. That sounds implausible. The Nishmas Odom has the kash. The Drish has the kash. The Nishmas Odom answers, no. Tools like the Rajva, the Psalms, the Tov Ochel, Biyad, the Altar, is the Rabbonan or Mutter. And therefore, if it's not a Doraisa, then we'll matter it to avoid Torah. So it comes now, we have three Gedolim, a Tur, a Rashi, and a Tarsus, that argue with the Rach and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So we might call that a 3-on-3. The Mishnah Berurah said there's a robe on one side. I'm sure if you look around, we'll find more people on each side. I'm not going to go into counting the names and numbers right now. But we presented clearly as a very serious Shaila. And as a matter of fact, don't think that the Galacha just threw in this shita somewhere in a bracket and passing a derech agav of a kasha of turmis. And no, not at all. Because he says over here, Abosai, says over here, three lines from the bottom of the same page, 280 in our print. Miesh tzarif lezeh, gam kei das ezem and arishonim, shumim beisim, birka yosef, shesovin, duli alter mutter apsos v'toch ochel. Hey! He actually quotes the Mahalacha as an important seer for the particular case that he asked. Even Rabbi Ostrim, as we said before, and the Shulchan Aruch did not quote the Mekilim. But the other Svaras Lako, we can combine this as well, Rabbi Osai. Okay? Halacha Lamaisa. We had to explain the Rach, explain the five ways to get out of, to explain Borah B'Ochel. The first two are rejected, even though we explained the Havamita why they may be true. The next three are accepted according to the Rach. You eat all three, you're missing even one, it's an Issa Daraisa. However, there's a significant opposite opinion which maintains, at least as far as one of the permutations. It is Lialter, and it is Biyad, but it's so is Tov Ochel, it's not an Issa Daraisa, it may actually even be Mutter. Okay, just keep that in mind going forward. And the Berloch actually quotes the Malach. Okay, let's now turn our attention to a specific detail. What exactly is Lialter? What is Lialter? What is Lialter, Abbas? How do you define it? It's not clear in Shas Bavli how we define Lialter. What does it mean? What is it? So, the indication that I want to show you, because there's very little to show you in the Gemara you have in front of you, there is a Ran, Rabosak, at the end of the 15th Perek. The Ran here, it's page Kuf Yud Ches in our print. I believe it's Mem Beis and Mem Beis, I believe, in the old print. The sugya on Kuf Yud Dal and Mem Beis and Masechta Shabbos. Without going into all the details of the sugya, just one line, Rabbi Osai. Min HaMincha L'Mala, talk about the Yom Kippur, Shari. Min HaMincha L'Mala, Darken Shabayodam L'Taken Macholam L'Tzorach HaErev. Question becomes, what are we being matter over here? What are we being matter? So Rashi said, "Lahosir all in haroyim," and the Rashi says, "No, lo nehira, that's borer. Borer." He reinterprets it to mean washing, as opposed to taking the bad stuff away. Now we're talking about amincha lamala on a simple level. The Rashi is saying that's not considered to be the altar. Had it been the altar on the Pasha level, it would have been permissible. Perhaps. Perhaps we can be Medak in that direction, other than Medak in the opposite direction. Just giving you at least some kind of a sense of some source that we have over here. Rabbi Osai. I'd like to show you a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai, is found over here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's in the new print. It's printed in the very bottom of Ayin Dalin Omud Aleph. Ul'alta dam Rabbaye, Kozman Sheyoshev ala Shulchan V'yochel. V'gatzina v'tamen Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalmi, V'yir Ochlin, V'tov Ochlin, Chizkem Achayr V'yochel Namapotor. Masnisa pal pliga chiskia. The mabor of yochel bor a meniach ala shulchan. Rav Marchiyama tipasana. She och and ochlin. Rishona, Rishona. How do you define that? What do you mean Rishona, Rishona? So if you take a look over here, Rabosai, if you look at the Bialacha, he makes reference to this Yerushalmi. Watch this. Commenting on the Ramah in Sephala, that has a cool over here. What did Ramah say? Komash Bor L'Torach Osa Suda Shemeseba Miad Mikwili Alter. Whatever that entire meal is labeled as Lialter. That's what it says. Says the Mishnah Brewer writes over here. What's Dalit? What's Aloma? Afilu Yarach Manasuda Kamashos Mikul Lialter Kevin Shabrera. He Samuch LeSuda. Amazing. I do it before the Suda. Say what Samuch is. Some say Samuch is a half an hour. Because that's what Samach reads elsewhere, Samach LeMincha, right? And the Suda can go on for 3 hours, it's irrelevant. You take a look in the Bir Halacha V'chol Ma'aseh Bo, Mishnah Berurah, the same with Tosefos Yerushalayim, quotes from the Yerushalmi, the Be'inan Li'alter Mamish, the Lo Karamo. But he's making it based on Shas Bavli, the Grosse. What the Grosse say? Lebo Bayom, Rebo say. Lebo Bayom means. From today till the end of the day, that's not allowed. Lebo bayom, implying that something which is short of that would be permissible. Doesn't have to be instantaneous. Instantaneous is so far removed from lebo bayom. So the implication of that Gemara is that instantaneous, it's still permissible, Rabosai. It's still permissible. So what's included in that? Assuming the Ramah is correct. Borrow the tzorach osa sudash amesa bo miyad. Because I haven't even sat down yet. I haven't sat down to start the meal yet. And the meal's going to last a few hours. It's still labeled as Lialter. This is the opinion of the Ramah as explained over here. And although the Bialach is willing to concede that's against the Yerushalmi, but it's the Babi is making. Others say no. It's not against the Yerushalmi at all. How do you read this? How do you read the Yerushalmi? Look together. Again, the Rav quotes the last line over here. What does it say to them? Tipasik she ochlin, orchin ochlin, rishona, rishona. So the Bialach understood it to mean, I'm being borer as you're eating it. You get the first course, I borer, you eat it, rishona. Next course, I borer, you eat it, rishona. One at a time. That's certainly one way that the Yerushalmi can be read. However, that's not the only way that the Yerushalmi can be read. One can read the Yerushalmi exactly the other way around. Which means what? I am borer everything right now. And the guests are eating them, eating the items, Rishona, Rishona. Not that I was borer A and you eat A, I'm borer B, you eat B. There's another way to read that expression in the Rishona. In other words, you could say, they put it down on the table, and the guests eat it one at a time. One, two, three, right? That could be. That could be. Certainly one way to read the Yerushalmi. Not everyone agrees with that way, but that is a way to read the Yerushalmi. And you can't, how should I say it? It's hard to discredit that way of reading the Yerushalmi. You see in the Rach again, one more time. Tiposek shu orchin ochlim rishona rishona. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they ate. The Pnei Moshe, right there in the Yerushalmi, has, I'll give you a quotation. Uma sheminiach al ha-shulchan, hein ochlin rishona rishona. Okay? That implies, according to that reading, Rabosai, that reading means, I put it down at the beginning, and they eat throughout the entire meal. And to prove the point, look at Rabbeinu Chananel himself, Rabosai. Rabbeinu Chananel himself says, okay, there's an expression here in the Rabbeinu Chananel, which seems to say that's mutter, here it is, It's on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. That's where it's printed by us. What does it say over there? The Furish B'Talmud Eretz Yisrael. Shir Mashem Meisiv Al HaShulchan Ba'osa Suda Bilvad. That's as far as it goes, according to the Yerushalmi. But not less. It doesn't say Osa Mona Bilvad. It doesn't say that particular portion. No. There's Osa Suda Bilvad. So I would rather read Rabbeinu Hananel as a leniency. And the Miri is a super favorite. Kol shu meisi v'dat aliochlem o l'achilim konam akiris ha-shulchan is mutter. So that expression of both sides of kol zman shu meisi, right, that's an important expression. Kol zman shu meisi, that expression would mean, Rabosai, that means as long as you're sitting there. As long as you're sitting there. That seems to be a tzad lahakel. So it appears. Not everyone agrees, but so it appears. So I would rather learn the Yerushalmi like the Ramah, not against the Ramah as the Mishnah Berurah did. Even though he held the Mishnah was against the Ramah. Excuse me. Mishnah was the Yerushalmi was against the Ramah. He followed the Ramah against the Yerushalmi. But on Bavli, the Gaon Zion. I'd rather be Marvish Shalom Olam. No. The Yerushalmi also agrees the entire duration of the meal should be considered to be in the category of li'alter. I'd rather say it that way to avoid any machlekas. Why should we have to have a machlekas? We'd rather have no machlekas if we can avoid it. It's always good to avoid machlekas if it's at all possible. Where do you see the word li'alter abosai in another source that we have printed again? I'm trying to hold myself to the we have it actually in front of us. Why don't we take a look in the Haggadah Mordechai, Rabosai, in Perek Zayin, where that expression is discussed. Please open up. Haggadah Mordechai, Perek Klagoto. It's page Mem Beis in New Gemaras. Bor Meniach Li'alta, Pirish Ravan, Livro Ulaniach Kimlo Piv, Ulachnis in the Piv. The first cut is a very restrictive album, right from hand to mouth. Inami, livro kadei sudaso, lahaskim a ligmor achabre roso. To the end of the meal. Avalechol achar shoh, nasa kibor liotzor. So it seems to me how the inami is the middle view. It means that the entire kadei suda is permissible. That's, I think, how we paskin lahalochol amaisa. Okay, that's what I would like to suggest. That's the pshat. Fine. Now, clearly, the first teretz is restricting himself to what's called kimlo piv. At least we call that miyad lepeh. That's a more restrictive view. We shall see that miyad lepeh might be mutter even psalms mitoch ochel, as we'll try to get to that a little bit later on. Okay, I also wanted to show you the lashon of the Haggadah Mordechai inside, so we should have a little bit more grounding. The actual text of the that I presented before. Fine. Now, also having said that, let us now turn our attention to something else, something very important. Rabosai, there is a major problem here in the Shulchan Aruch, and that problem has to do with the definition of the altar. We said until now, all right, we'll be lenient. What does our leniency consist of? Again, until seven is Yerushalayim, who learn Pshat Yerushalmi. That's mamish, almost instantaneous. I have to select it, give it to eat, and in the second course, I cannot select until after you finish the first course. So we rejected that chumrah. However, as far as we're willing to go was, you know, for that particular meal. Not only that, Rabosai, I want to be honest with you, we don't really understand how the Ramah got to say the expression of Shemesa Bo Miyad, which implies you haven't sat down yet. Because if you look again in the Rishalmi, as the Rabbeinu Hananel quotes it, you get an impression they're already sitting down. Right? What does it say? Bora Meniach Ala Shulchan. She Ochen Ochen. It's not clear that it's permissible just before. We said Samach, all right, but that's not clear. But talk about a leniency. Why don't you take a look over here in Sif Gimel, towards the end. It's also quoted from the Rambam. What does Sif Gimel say? About the Ramos introduction. Okay. And how you define it? The Abir of Iniach Lachas Man, Afil of Obayom, Kigo! Shabir Shachwis Lechol Ben Arbaim! Chaya Rabosai. You get an impression that the only thing which is not called the altar is some Shachwis to Ben Arbaim. Any less than that would be considered the altar. Wow. Wow. We. That's. Wow. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah already jumps. Don't take literally Shachas Ben Arbaim. Who adin in my Yisman Mufal Misudas Ben Arbaim. It could be Ben Arbaim, it could be the afternoon, but it's more than the requisite amount of time. Call it instantaneous, call it a half an hour, which is what they call Yitzias Beis HaKnesses, a concept which we've got from Shin Chaf Aleph. Call it even 1 hour. Someone say the show is to be taken at 60 minutes, although most people can reject that. But if it's 3 hours before, but it's still in the afternoon, so the simple reader of the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam says it's permissible. It's not chakras. Afternoon to afternoon, it's not chakras. The Mishnah Berurah says don't take it literally. Don't take it literally. It's also no matter what. That's the Mishnah Berurah's take here in Sifkatan Test Zayin. However, not everyone agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. There are those who say it's not correct. There are those who say it's not correct. What's Pshat? So the Beis Yosef has the following Kiddush. The Beis Yosef says that this particular Kiddush, Rabosai, listen carefully, this particular Kiddush of Shachas Bein Arbayim is limited to Shnei Minei Ochlim. Shnei Minei Ochlim is only Shachas Bein Arbayim. But Ochlim is a Psol, is a Psol with a Ochel, and Biyasar, if it's not immediate, not instantaneous. That's the Beis Yosef's distinction. I repeat, the Beis Yosef's distinction. Well, however, Rabosai, however, it's not so simple that that's the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. There's another way to learn Pshat in this Rambam. What's that? Watch this. I'm going to read it. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel, but don't look at any Ramos. Just the Machab. Hoyer lefana shnei minei ochlim meravim. Borer echad me echad u'meniach lechol miyad. Which one? Simple read of the Rambam and the Mechaba. Whatever you want. Even if you take the ochel that you don't want and leave the ochel that you do want, even that's mutter. Against this Ramo's emendation. Ramo said, u'meniach hasheni. K'dei lecha miyad. That's a chiddush gadol. As a matter of fact, there are those who claim that the Ramah, by adding those two words, over miniach hasheni k'dei lecha miyad, changed the pshat in the mechaber. He had his own pshat. Take a look at B'Yalach U'meniyah, page Kuf Mem. Lashon HaMechav from the Rambam. Meniyach L'Acherim, Oli Atzmo. That's a one might say Pshat. Right? But which one am I meniyach? Whichever one I want. Barav Mosif Hasheni Kidei V'Shina Kavana Samechav of Rambam Zav. Lo Dialanu. To also Sheina Rots Ata Hu Kipsoles. Whoa! Kipsoles. Where did that come from? Rabbi said, Tosis. Tosis will be an Ein Dal. Hoy lefanov. What does Tosis say? Also, Shena Chavetz Bo. Choshe Psoles. The guy be also Chavetz Lechol. It's called Psoles, relative Psoles. That's Tosis Shita. But in the Rambam, you get the impression differently. You get an impression, you can even take Echad Me'echad, either one you want. As long as it is Lechol Me'ad, it would be permissible. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying. That's the Chiddush over here. That's the Chiddush. That being the case, this is the Pshat, Rabosai. Parsha is as follows. Ochel mitoch ochel, you do whatever you want. And ochel mitoch psolos, not. That has to be limited by the altar. The kitzanimitz rabosai, there were those who were understanding over here against the Beis Yosef. Against the Beis Yosef. So Shachas Ben Abayim is Lav Dafka. Is Lav Dafka. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. And as he passes in the Bi Aloch as well, he says, Shabir Shachris. He says, watch this. Tosefes Shabbos, Maser Okeach. Yesh Achron, but when the Rav will say no. In Shnei Bini Och, and the Shtar in the Borah of Och and Mipsolos, the Baba Yom Kim is Suda, the Suda. For Acha Shachar Suda Mech and the Suda Acheres, Afshu Adayin Zman Mufligla, the Koma Koma Bechal Alto, that's Beis Yosef. Beis Shizor, Bezed, and Ogeri Suda Reis. We don't accept that, the Halacha Lamais. Okay. I suggested a very big Kiddush, which I don't know, I'll just mention to you very briefly right now. We mentioned it last time as well. I gave you an assignment. I mean, I get very few assignments. I gave you an assignment to check the order of the Rambam and the order of the Machab. When you check that out, you say, whoa, Rabbi Yosef Karo took liberties in inverting the order. I didn't see people to make a big tumult about this. But the Machab changed around the order. Changed around the order. It's a strange thing. In the Rambam, Sifdal and Hay come before Beis and Gimel. Why did the Mechaber from Rambam Bet Yosef change the order around? So I made a suggestion. It's a bit of a radical suggestion. That the Beis Yosef is Lishita, so. But the Shia Lialtim is different with respect to Shnei Minei Ochlin. And he wanted to put that first. It's an important Yisod. That's why he felt compelled to put Beis and Gimel, where that Yisod exists, before he gets to a detail of Dalet and Hay. But according to the way that we had suggested, according to those who argued with Beis Yosef, he shouldn't have tinkered with the Rambam's order. Rambam's order is a better order because there is no distinction in the Shia Lialtim between Shnei Minei Ochlin and Ochlim Solas. It's just a chiddush which I had. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. I do not know. I also, since we're talking about the little chiddushim that I had, I mentioned one more chiddush which I alluded to very briefly before, which is when we discussed the question of how we define the altar and what is chayav and what is Pater, so you recall that the Bi'alacha we saw at the very beginning, where was it? Mitoch, right? And he's going through a whole discussion. Ochem mitoch psolos asur, automatically must be liachas man. So psolos ochem must be in fact mutter lialter. And I was questioning that. So it may depend upon the two gear souls for both sides. Is it cheskia omar or macheskia? If it's cheskia omar, it's all one big hemshech. If not, maybe not be that way. I'm just mentioning that chiddush you mentioned as well. New din, then it's the Bi'alacha's raya is not necessarily a raya. And again, Bi'alacha had our girsa of Osir instead of Chayev, so both of those girsas impact on what he said. Just mentioning in passing. Fireball said, let's go a little bit further in this discussion. Okay. So we have distinctions, Rabo said, between Ochel mitoch psolos and psolos mitoch Ochel. That's very nice. The question is, in many cases, it's very clear what it is. I'm picking one thing out of another. Picking this from that from this. Clear what is what. But there can be some cases in which it's not completely clear what I'm picking from what. Let me give you what I'm driving at. Rabosai, let's take a look. It seems to be a contradiction in Mishnah Berurah on this very point. We'll first look on the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. The Hakdama. Watch this. The Hakdama. With Hakdama he writes, look carefully. The last line of page Kuflametes coming out. If you use a kli, not bekvara, afilu bor ochel mitoch psolos miyad is still chayv. Why? She came derech habor bekli. Peomim hu borer ha ochel min hapsolus. What's the example of that? Going to nikveya kvara dakin veochalu gas. So what remains in my hand, that's what I was borrowed. Right? I was borrowed in my hand, and what spills out is not what I'm borrowed. That's the leftovers. Okay? That's what he says over here in Mishnah Brura in the Hakdom. Turn, however, to the Mishnah Brura in Sivkata Nunhei, where he seems to say exactly the reverse. What's in Sivkata Nunhei? What does it say? What does it say? Toward the end, he said like this. He is borrowed beyond the kli. It's us. Why? That shuman mikri psoles the gabi harotev. Im ein orotze lechol hashuman lialter. So the shuman is considered to be the category of psoles. Upsoles mitoch ochel asur af im rotze lechol ochel lialter. What's happening over here? He's pouring off the shuman. You get an impression from this Mishnah Brura and Sivkata Nunhei that what he is pouring off is considered to be what we call the nivrar. It's called the nivrar abosai. That's gonna be a problem. A contradiction. What is the nivrar? What are you being borer? That which remains in your hand, he said in Akdama, or that which comes out, which he says in Sukkot Nunei. Seems to be a contradiction of Osei and the Mishnah Brura on this very tricky point. Now, are there Gdolim on each side? Absolutely. Absolutely Gdolim on each side. And take a look over here in the Sharetzi and Memdali quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that way, right? That what goes out, which is the yayin, that's the dover hanivrar, and not the shmarim, which stay behind, right? The sediments stay behind in the sieve. The wine goes out, and you'll be borrowed the wine, right? Ochel mitoch psoles, right? There's a contradiction to what the Mishnah Brura said at the very beginning when it comes to a napa kvara. It's chastira. The Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Siddur argues with the Magen Avraham. Says Fakert, he holds with the Mishnah Brura in Shaddach. What's in your hand? That's what you are borer. What's in your hand? Huh? That's this famous story. We'll get to a little bit later on. That you have questions of keeping the good stuff in your hand and spilling out the bad stuff. It's called Ochel Mitoch Psoles by pouring out a fly from the cup or from the bowl of soup. Right? That you hold on to the soup and pour off the fly, according to the Alter Rebbe, it's Ochel Mitoch Psoles. According to the Magen Avraham, that's Psoles of the Chovah. There are all kinds of kashes and terutzim. The Tamcho is a question, the Shameras is a question. Some make a distinction of Osai between whether it's in your hand or it's just hanging. The Mishameras is Tuluya, it's not in your hand. And therefore the wine is considered the davar ha-nivra. But if you have the item in your hand, that's considered the nivra, which stays in your hand. That could be pshat in certain poskim to somehow try to find some kind of a reconciliation to these apparently contradictory statements. Oh. This, of course, is relevant to a number of cases where we pour things out and it's not clear which way it goes. I'll give you two examples, Rabbi Osai. I'll discuss these examples briefly, they'll come back to them again a little bit later on. One is, Rabbi Osai, you have a case of a salt shaker with rice. What do you say, Rabbi Osai? A salt shaker with rice. When the salt comes out and the rice stays in effect in my hand. So what is that? The Ochel Mitoch Psoles, the Psoles Mitoch Ochel. Sounds like maybe a Shaila, right? Which is very relevant to our discussion. Now it's true that some will say it should be also no matter what, because it's considered to be B'kli. It's like a Napa Kvar. Holes in the salt shaker.
Shlomo Zalman is a chiddush. I'm telling some of these things ahead of time just to get make sure we don't forget it. And what's used for immediate use, Rabosai, that's not called a kli. A kli is as a napa kfar si, which is for long-term use. The sourcing for immediate use would not be considered to be called a kli at all. That's what Shlomo Zalman. Rav Yashiv had another possible heter. He said, when you're pouring out the salt, all you care about right now is pouring out the salt. You don't care about whether the rice stays behind, doesn't stay behind. That's not your intention. Even though de facto the rice is bigger than it stays behind, doesn't mean you're in violation of the Yisur Borer. And to quote a source to prove this point, he quotes the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem and Aleph. The Mishnah Kuf Mem and Aleph talks about somebody who is, what's he doing? I will know to lu b'kvara, you're allowed to carry things in a kvara. Aye, there's some selection taking place. No, that's not my intention. Rashi says, Afal pishu de pavim shepsolus nofal derev nikvei akvara, nimtza in itzbar miyelev. It's not my intention. Not called borer at all here too. I just want to put salt in the potato. I'm not discussing the rice. I don't care about it. I don't know about the rice. I don't want to. That's of a yoshin possible cool. Keep that in mind. It's a case of a salt check. It's not clear if it's oval salt or oval. It's my focus to out the Rebbe with the Mavan Arav. The Mishnah seems to have both positions. Although maybe the signature was in your hand or not in your hand. In your hand, more likely that what's in your hand is what's the Nivra, which makes it worse in our case, because the rice is in your hand. But in any event, that's one option. Second option might be a slatted spoon. A slatted spoon, well, that's a big tibble. What's that? What's halakhic status? Part of the discussion is, well, what am I taking from what? Here it's also in your hand. And there are those who say you're taking there for ochel, mitoch, psolus. So perhaps should be a tzad lahakel. All right, it's a kli. So once again, if your main intention is just to pick it up, and you're not intending really to separate one from the other, perhaps the hetem and the kuf mem, the Mishnah might pertain there as well. Okay, we'll try to get to that as we go. Okay, just going through some of these halachos. Okay, Rabosai. Now, let's open our Shulchan Aruch to the Ramah, Simon Shin Yud Tes, Sif Gimel. Very, very important Ramah. And the source of the Ramah is a Trumas Hadeshen. Comes up many times, the Trumas Hadeshen, in our discussions. Let's see it right now. Shnei Minei Dogim Mikri Shnei Minei Ochlin. Also Livro Echad Michaber Ela Kriyolik Edeh Ochlin Biyah. Fine. Afal Pi Shachatichos Gedolos V'chol Achas Nikeres Bifnei Atzma. Well, what is happening? Means there's no tarugus. So why is it awesome? So the Mishnah Brewer writes, Yudal, Shalom, the Mikol Makom, Shai was a Breira, came and Shaid Mesudoras, Komin Bifnei Atzma, and Murov and Yachar. And I have to be honest with you, that we cannot be oblivious to what it says in the original source. It only says that as a Chumra, the Trumas Hadeshin is scared to be Mekel. He's really scared. He really wants to be Mekel. Because the Shmuel's personal opinion is that since the items are fairly large, even though they're sort of mixing a little together, but each one is nikar the atzmo, really that shouldn't be considered a tarovis whatsoever. It shouldn't be considered a tarovis at all. Take a look here in the top line, in Be'alacha, page 208. Right, take a look. That Shmuel is adeshin gufa mitzadeh mitchila lahakel. Why? That seems to be the Iker Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. It should be had to govern as long as each one is noticeable and recognizable individually. Goes back to our old discussion, right? Bor is a selection process from a tarovis. What's tarovis? As Yerach HaShulchan phrased it so elegantly, its definition depends upon ribuyon v'kadnusa. The more you have and the smaller it is, the greater chance it's really borer. You have grains of wheat with pebbles, there's many, many of them both, and they're very, very small. That's the ultimate borer. But over here, where the items are somewhat more recognizable from one another, if he had his druthers, Tumas Hadeshin would say, Het the Gomer. It's not a terovis. No, I can't be born out of terovis. At the end, he sort of chickened out. Why? Lo hechmer bezeh lebesov rak mitam chashash chil. He's just scared of any shadow of the rice. Mishnah Berurah says in his case, it's no the rice, or eitz yichul gufo, whatever you want to call it. Therefore, we have no reason to be machmer like a tumas nezer in the first place. We can be megel if we know it's not a deraisa. In the case of the Ramos machmer, what's called chatichos gedolos v'cholachas because of the yatz. Okay, so mikra did we pass it? It's mutter, but halacha lemais we pass it. It's aser. It's tziruf for mikra be megel rabosai. That's first half of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Trumas Hadeshah of the Ramah rather. Second half of the Ramah. Aval kol shul min echad afal pi shabora chatichas gedolos v'dochtanis lo mikri breira. Trumas Hadeshah said one min, by definition, is not considered to be borer. What could be better? Tumas Hadeshin said it, the Ramah said it, how can it be bad? Well, the Taz is not happy with this. The Taz is not happy. Look at the Berhate of Hay briefly. Taz Cholik. The Kot of the Yesh Lachem Afilu B'min Echot. How do you like that? The Taz disagrees with the Ramah. Halacha L'Maiser Abosai. We paskin like the Ramah, and we are makil in the child. We're makil in the child. Okay. Now, the next question becomes, well, what about B'godim and Kalim? So if you look at the last line of Mishnah Berurah, Kotzer Achrona, the Hu'adin b'chol davar shem yishnei minim, gom Kalim u'B'godim, Shayach Breira. Or Sameach says no. Or Sameach says no, they're too big. They're too big. It's always considered to be in the category of not a Tarovis. So therefore he's Mekel in the Shaila. But the Mishnah Berurah, again, is Machmir. Perhaps, according to Ramos Chumba, the Chumas Hadeshin's Chumba, the Mikor then is not considered Tarovis, but Machmir to consider it a Tarovis. That's what he says. Or Chashumba says it's all wrong. Or Sameach is right, he's called by name. He preceded him, the contemporaries. He's a little earlier. And he says that there's no such thing. It has to be small, has to be numerous. Just a little here and there is not. The famous Yerushalmi, which they talk about, and the question is it Benichus or is it Bitbia? You may remember. Rimonim betoch Rimonim. Remember that? So, you mean seriously, or is it a bitmia? Or Chashulman took it as a bitmia. It's a bitmia. It's not shaft filled by borrowing after the pomegranates. Too big, too few. It's not called a terovis at all. That's the Chashulman's opinion. If what he's lishitah. So, the definition of borer is selecting. It means it's all mixed in. You have to look carefully to select one from the other. Pomegranates doesn't apply to something of such a size. So that's his particular view on this matter. And therefore, here too, chatichas gedolos, the guys who say, "Ah, support the Rosh Hashulchan." We have to make a leaker adin and say it's not considered to be borer. Shumas Hadeshin was nervous to be make, but the Rosh Hashulchan wasn't so nervous. He said, "Because it all depends on how big is big, how small is small, how many are many, how few are few." These definitions are not completely precise, but that's his general opinion with respect to this matter. Okay, Rabbi said, this is something which is important. You have to keep this in mind going forward. Good. Now. Oh. Now. The Aruch HaShulchan learned Pshat in his Trumas Hadeshin. He was also bothered by it. He said, Chatichas Merubos. Chatichas Merubos. Rabosai. Chatichos merubos, and if there are, I guess the more they are. If you have 100 items, here if they're somewhat bigger, you know, talk about apples and pears. It depends if there are hundreds of items. Even that might be considered to be a terubis of sorts. But again, Aruch Hashulchan understood the agulim mitoch agulim rimonim rimonim. As bitmia, it's all bitmia. The Pneumosha said, as opposed to those who seem to disagree, pshat in the Yerushalmi. Fine. So the come to the next and most, I guess, most fundamental issue of the day, which we have to discuss as well. Let's open up to the Mordechai in Hagos Mordechai in Perek Chomis. This is the Yerushalmi, which has been with us straight through, just about all the Malachas, except for Malabe. All the Malachas we've been discussing now in this whole series since the beginning of this man are all put together in the same Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, it's hard to find things over here. What was it called, Kavis? Trouble go back and forth. This is the Yerushalmi that the person who does many things is in violation of many malachas. It starts, you have the shum, kan mafrik b'shum, where is that? Hope you can find it for me, I appreciate it. One second, here it is. I'm sure we were here more than once. Okay, we'll say about Pe. When you find it, you'll locate it for me. Yerushalmi has the following series of malachas. It has Dosh, it has Borer, it has Tochein, and it has Lush. Mamash, the malachas that we're doing now are all in the same Yerushalmi. Found it? Mem Vav. That was right here. So I couldn't find it. Where's my
On the top left. The top second left. Column.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I see it. It's not in the... I made a mistake. I was looking at the Perek Chavis. Oh, it is Chavis.
They changed
the Perek of Chavis Tolan. Okay, my mistake. But thank you for pointing. Those have our Gemara. It's page Mem Vav, top of column 2. What does it say over there? Kan mifrich bereisha chayim mishim dosh. Kan mafrich beklipus chayim mishim bor. Kan shachah bemducha chayim mishim tohe. Kan yom mash chayim mishim losh. Wow. What do the words mean, Rabbosai? Well, of course, I'll make a turn. I was boring. What do you mean? Kan mafrich beklipus chayim mishim bor. What do those words mean? What do those words mean? What do the words mean? So the Mogan Avraham understood it to mean, that's the simple Shadar Amo, when you peel something, it's an Issa Borer. Let's take a look and find this in Simon Shin Chof Aleph. The Bible said at the very end of Shin Chof Aleph. What does it say there? End of Shin Chof Aleph. What does it say? Osu Liklov Shurim Tzolim Shekol Flaniach Abo Lech Elial Tashari. Distinction between Laniach and Lialta. Who said so? Quote some smag, I go smaimini, the research of Hashem smag, Chumasadesh, Rabbi Yerucham, a whole series of Gedolim are quoted over here to be the source for this. What's the lumbus? Says the Mishnah Berurah Pegimel, Mishnah Borer, and Ochel Mishnah Psoles, Samach Lasuda, would be in fact Mutter, Lialta Rishari, that's what it says. That's what it says, Rabbosai. This is the famous chumrah of peeling. The peeling, according to the simple reading of the Ramah, is a violation of Borer. Lialtir is mutter. So this raises a very serious question. How do you define Borer? Remember, Rabosai, there's also a malacha called Dash. What's Dash and what's Borer? Let's take a look over here a little bit. Again, let's just look a little bit first before we finish. Let's just see in the Mordechai again before we lose it again. What does it say over here? Watch this. He's discussing primarily Lush over here, which is not a topic for this minute. The last word. Miad. Okay? So what does Miad mean? Says the Ramah. Lialter is Shari. Now wait a minute. Are we talking about Bor? We're talking about Dash. The word that's used in the previous line is Dash, not Borer. Okay. We could say it's an Isser of Dash, but maybe there's a Hefter of Lialter by Dash as well? Maybe Dash and Borer share a Hefter of Lialter. That's a tremendous Machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim. Is there a Hefter of Lialter when it comes to Dash? Some say yes, some say no. Those who say no are being arrived from Schita. The refutation of the Rai is that Schita is normally done for long-term use. If it's normally for long-term use, it's going to be Usur, even if you decide to do it Lialter. As opposed to which is normally for short-term use, then it would be a Hefter of Lialter not only by Borer, but by Dash as well. That could be pshat over here. But the question which is bothering me, and again, keep this in mind, this whole Mordechai, keep it in your head, right? He's talking about Miyad, but Rabosai, read the line before. Aber ki rotze lechol achar kach, shori lekofen vel ochlem yad. What do you mean achar kach? Achar kach? Achar kach is a steer to Miyad. Steer the luya from one in the same little tiny, it's a half a line. Lechol achar kach, shori lekofen ochlem yad. Which one is it? Miyad or lechol achar kach? Rabosai, it's a pile ploy. How do you read the words of the Mordechai? So, and moreover, Rabbi Osai, we would have said on our own, there's no Easter of Borer here whatsoever, for the following reason, Rabbi Osai. Rabbeinu Chananel tells us the difference between Dosh and Borer, right over here, on Daf Ayin Dalit. He tells you straight what the difference is. What is Dosh? He tells us my Gemara, it's in the very top of Ayin Dalit, the fifth line. Dosh hu ha-mefarek psolos ha-mechuberes ba-ochel u-mechinasan li-breira. Two things about Dosh. Has to be mechuber and has to be preparing for Borer. So what is Borer then? What is Borer? Obviously it's not Dosh. So what then is Borer? What is it? As he tells you. Nimsa Zorabar Rake, Kula Mavir Psos, Habu Reves, Baocha, Veena Mechuberes. Not connected. Not Mechuberes. That's what he said. So, why in the world would there be an Easter of Borer when it comes to peeling? Generally speaking, these peels are a Mechuber, as a rule. Moreover, where's the tarovis? What kind of tarovis is this? There's a fruit, and outside of it, there's a peel. They're not murim, they're adjacent to each other. They're not mixed into each other like pebbles are mixed into a pile of grain. They're next to each other. Why should we need to have bore in the first place? Or both say, the peel they ploy. So therefore, I believe, that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests and others, that the Pshat in the Rishalmi is different. It's back to the Rishalmi that we came from. Watch. The Rishalmi says, again, Kad Shachik B'meducha, excuse me, Kad Nefarek, Kad Mifrich B'reish Shachai B'shem Dash. The Chiv of Dash, when you bang down on the head of the garlic, you bang down on the top, that's threshing. That's Dash. Perhaps, this is what the Shem Chodesh said, Dosh is only if you use pressure, bang down. But if you use dexterity and peel around something, nothing to do with Dosh. Right. Kad mafrich be kolpos or klipos, chai mishim varmes as follows, Rabosai. After you smashed on the top of the garlic, you have now a pile. In that pile, there's the garlic fruit and the garlic peels. And you're separating one from the other. That's called borer. Not the peeling itself. Peeling itself, according to this suggestion, perhaps it's not, it's neither dash nor borer. It should be put evenly achas man. That's the Yorcha Shulchan wants to paskin. And even Morenu, the Chavetz Chaim, who is machmer in his shayla and shin yotes, here in Shin Chav Aleph, he calls an up in the Gemara Fakert, in the Berlocha line, wide line 5, Beit Yud Gimel, Rab Makaflid Visu Kasi Kasi. This is a very important Gemara, Masech Beis Daf Yud Gimel. And if you want to see it in our Sefer, printed over here, you can find it in the Rabbeinu Chananel, printed at least in our print on Yudalad Amud Beis. What does it say? Rav Machlifi Kasi Kasi. No. Why? Melechas Machsheves as retorts to the Rach, the end of the narrow lines. Vahayla Melechas Machsheves. He. Bloka Mechavin Le Melocha. The Melocha Le Achila Bilvad. What does that mean? What does that mean? Eating. You cook things to eat also. What why do you want to eat him? Avkoha Melechas Machsheves. So we suggested, this is what we found printed in the footnotes of the beautiful new tours, Machon Yerushalayim, that the pshat over here is, it's not considered to be dash unless it's prepared for yet another malacha. That was what we saw the Rach and Amud Aleph. Dash is its mechubar, and you're preparing it for the Yisr Borer. If no Yisr will intervene between what you're doing now and the eating process, no Easter or no action of the two gears, Esau, Esur, and the Mordechai, then it's not considered to be dash, not a malach, it's not shemes of dash. It's already too close to the eating process to qualify to be part of this malacha. That's pshat the Mordechai, it's gevaldik. It's liachai, it's achakach, it's not lialter. The word miyad means without any intervening malacha. And you saw the two gears on the bottom, Esur or Esau. That's if you do something else, it's not a malacha. Ad kanarbos. So according to this pshat, we would come out with a conclusion, which is in effect, that's what he says over here, Mefurash Gemara. Mefurash Gemara. So he says, Pshat, that the Yerushalmi goes like the Havim in the Gemara, Beit Yud Gimel, and the Bavli Maskana is against the Yerushalmi. That's why we don't follow the Yerushalmi. We're going to say a different Pshat on both sides. That the Klipas in the Yerushalmi is referring to a case where they was already pre-threshed. Not the peeling itself. The peeling itself is nothing. No tarovas, it can't be borer. It's not dash either because it's not using pressure. And therefore, we should say it's mutter even shaloli alta. And the Rosh Hashanah tries to re-inscribe it to the Rambo, which is, I think, agreeably difficult. But at least, if it's the alta, we can be make the Rambo side. That's the important thing to be make on, because it would not be a malacha of borer. It mostly be a malacha of dosh. And dosh the alta mutter. Might have kamina Rambo side potentially. May you use a peeler. So we want to ask for a peeler. It's like not bekvara. They based on the egg lay tal. Had it been nisur dosh, the pashas the mefurish of Mishnah, that even a specialized instrument is permissible. That's a Mishnah in the middle of nowhere. It's on the kufchav beis and beis in the sugya of mukta. And the Mishnah says over there, it's permissible to move a what? A kurnas of fatebo as a gozen. It's a nutcracker. Why isn't it a violation of dash? So Pashkar is, it's Lialta. Lialta. It tells a different mahalach, but this is the Pashup Shah. Lialta. Anyway, this is what's suggesting a heter to allow the women to use even a peeler. We saw a Moshe was quoted as being Matar a peeler. How can we Matar a peeler? So we saw that Shmer Shabbos Kachosa said that really there's no Terovis at all. What's the problem over here? And what did he answer? Well, since it adheres so closely, the peel to the fruit or vegetable, it's considered to be a tarovus. We prefer saying it's not a tarovus. Not a tarovus, at least you're a borer. Im tim salom is nisir a borer. There's still a heter to be called of the alta. The obvious question is, Rabbeinu shel olam. It's psola, as we talk ochel. You're taking the bad from the good. So the answer to that question is given by the mefarshim. And we'll see later what it means precisely. You have no alternative over here. But there's no alternative. It's permissible to do it that way. You're not mechuyev to make yourself crazy and slice the fruit in half and then dig out the good from the bad. No. We'll count through this more precision as we go. But in any event, Rabbi Osai, the question is raised. So how do you even use a knife? A knife is a kli, so it's not an apokvar, it'll be a knon tamchui. But Moshe has his kasha. But Moshe gives a terrorist, which is not clear what he meant. But the poshcha, what he meant was, you are not using a kli which has holes. The kalim, which the Gemara prohibits, are either napokvar, or a sieve, or knon tamchui, which is also has a hole, and things roll out on the side. Over here, the kli is a knife. No holes in the knife. All you're doing is using your knife with your hand and cutting off the peel. That's not called a kli for our purpose. That's called biyad. And if, I don't care how specialized it is. It can even be called a peeler. Kishmo kenu. But since it's not the peeler itself which enables you to separate one from the other, it's the dexterity of your hand. Vihoraya. If someone like me would do it, I'm not dexterous at all in my hands, and I would try to take off the peel of a cucumber, I would take off probably half the cucumber with it. So half's an exaggeration. But it's the talent of the hand that enables you to do a proper bar. As a matter of fact, one of the limudei schus on the women peeling the cucumbers is precisely that they're not separating the oval from the psalms. Remember, the standard way that the Achronim formulated this iser of peeling, even though they were all acutely aware of the fact that there's no real tarovis, they created a new construct called tarovis b'moko mago. They meet at one point, and they say the only prohibition then is to split them at that point. If you split it at a different point, there's no violation. No violation. Why? Because it's only tarovis b'moko mago. If you don't split it at that b'moko mago point, there's no reason in the first place. So it's a great cooler. At least if I peel a cucumber, I'm not splitting between the fruit, the white, we use the term, white and green. I don't split between white and green. When I peel a cucumber, it's green, it's white and white. Because even the green, if you look from the inside, it's going to look white, because I'm not so precise. That's another tzad l'hak, although some, we had to say for Ayel v'shulosh, it was a lot of chumras. He said, well, that's only true if you purposely take extra, but if you, just like me, you're klutzy, you can't be so precise, that would not be a tzad l'hak, he suggests. But he said he's right. It's another tzad l'hak. There are other tzadim l'hak, there are very important tzadim, we'll mention them, rattle them off right now. We'll discuss these things tomorrow, I guess. One is that the cucumber peel is edible. By show of hands in this room, who in this room eats cucumber peel? Raise your hand. Most of them raise their hand. So therefore, there's no psalus at all. Nothing to talk about. The assumption here, I think things have changed over the last generation. The assumption of the postman from 25 years ago is that most people would not normally eat the cucumber peel. Some would, but most would not. Even if those would be the facts, since it's roy, everyone presumably would eat it. So it's no Easter of Borer on the level of Doraisa, as the Magen Mishnah said in this case of the Olim Upashim, in the case of the Sugya and Knivas Yerk we spoke about a while ago. So therefore, at most, it might be a Derabana, maybe even Mutter. And therefore, we can be more Makel in these other definitions. That's not considered to be Borer Adash, but it's not really Psalms. Rabosai, we have a fairly small sample of Taminim, but if this sample would prove correct in a greater number of Taminim, we have to change the law and say, nowadays we should not view cucumber peels as psalus any more than apple peels. Rabosai, by show of hands, who in this room eats apple peels? Again, the majority is almost the same. Yeah? Look, who's ever peeled an apple in his life? After you peel the apple, who's eaten the peels? That's a small minority. So even though we peel the apples and we throw the peels out, since the apples peels are roy for us. We just could have easily had it. Just for some reason, we want to peel it for them, you know, for whatever reason we want.
For baking.
Baking purposes, other purposes, okay? But normally, so that wouldn't be a problem. So took the cucumber. Didn't they throw the cucumbers out? We throw the peel out, but it doesn't matter. At the time that you took it off, since you could have eaten it straight, you know, you slice it and eat it. It's considered to be healthy these days. So maybe it's the health that changed over the last generation. Or maybe it's the Israeli influence. The Gnarek Yisrael, they're more likely to have the, correct? More likely to have the cucumber, I think so. So the things may have, the halacha may have changed if the majority of the peels, yes?
And peeling it for someone else that doesn't like it.
That's a good question. That's a good question. You have the perennial question. For me, it's okay. Someone else, not okay. The closest I can come to you to that is to show you in Simon Shin Yud Tes, with a discussion, a similar discussion, here in Sif Yud. Here in Sif Yud. And she attested, we'll get to the Gemara tomorrow, I guess. Yayin omayim shem tzlulin mutol esam ben mishameres afal gav sheshem tklis bedakin hoa v'ruya lishtos v'lav hoki. What do you mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah Medalit. Ruyin lishtos l'rov b'nei adam. Some require kula, not enough rov. Who said rov? The Ran. So part of the rov is determinant over here. So the question that becomes, what about somebody who cannot handle it? Look in the Berlach HaHovel. Mishu istinis. The yavsh the Mishnah Yahachi, with the kismin. Maybe, you know, most people don't care. We shouldn't say, but Ladaito, he can't do it himself. Then can I do it for him? The closest we came to this, believe it or not, is the last malacha we saw. Who remembers that? I didn't get to it. What was the last malacha we saw? Malabin. Malabin? Did you say Malabin? Yeah, I said Malabin. I forgot to tell you this when we were learning the sugya. Look over here, Bosai. In Malabin, watch this. Hu shemakbid olea. Oh. Hu shemakbid olea. So, I think it's in the Bir Halacha, where he says, oh, v'hu shemakbid. Imenar b'shvil acher. V'hu makbid. V'acher eino makbid. Who would depend upon me or the fellows wearing it. Similar to our case, but pshuta. Choresh lahachmir. Came into the menayah, have a yipuy, also malacha. Yesh litchos. What about fakert? This is as close we got to the finding the Shalom print. And I think the two might be compared to each other. If you look at the ritva in Shabbos, Kufem Zayim and Aleph, he seems to say it along the lines of the Gemara. I should show you the Gemara. Once we're showing the Gemara, look on that Kuf Tesim and Aleph. That's what this Din of Mishameres is alluded to, but the key line is here. It's really Kuf Lamed Tesim the base, but here Kuf Tesim and Aleph. Zibi says, no, said Adam, Yayin, Solo, Mayim, Sulim, and Shalom. Just let's hear from the Malabit perspective yesterday. Not from the Borah perspective. Right? Why? Came at the Mishnah Sihaki. La Midikovid. You can do without it. Right? That this is the Borah that's quoted in Sif Yud. So, the Ritva, Kupem Zayin, seems to make an allusion indirectly. You can wear it without it. You can eat it without it. You can drink without it. How precise the comparison is remains to be seen. But at least it's a good idea. So your question about me or the other fellow probably depends upon this Bialoch and all places of Husmalabin. And I'm not sure, I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. Mishnah Berurah himself not sure. We have to be makbid both ends. Somehow sure. If either I'm makbid or the other guy's makbid would be a potential problem.
So a parent who's peeling for a child, he should ideally eat some of the apple while he's
peeling. Ah, for a child. Good. Yeah? Right, I guess the he should eat something himself. And the question will be, it's like a shtikl haram. Really, I'm doing it for my child. I'm only eating it myself. But the rabbi said, I have to eat for myself. Would that work? Maybe rabbi's tricks work. I don't know. I can think about it. These are all good questions. I'm not sure. But these are very serious shilas, Rebosa. But I want to say one more critical point, which is another kula of the Beer halacha, Rabosai, with no watch. You gotta get this thing fixed because I'm But it's not in front of me. I have to keep looking down and end up at the end up earlier. So it's just a bit of Torah. So when you can, maybe you call for sleep, email them again. That's how it works. Right? Text them or something. Okay, thank you. Watch this over here. In Siman Shin Yud Tes, the Bialach is trying to be malamed schus and people doing things which seem to be prohibited. Take a look over here. Watch. Tiba Maslam Mitoch. We saw the beginning of it. Now we come to the middle of it. Watch this. If the line begins with the word V'yamarti, it's halfway through the wide lines on page 280. V'yamarti lechapas alem schus. Dahainu. Lo mi boi mat somas rekichi v'ruim gan kanachir. Taking soft bones out of fish. The matzim you have after Hashem afrid em chozav v'yoklam. People will then sometimes eat it afterwards. The bevare ein shem soz alayu klal. Okay, that's number one. And then it applies over here as well for those who are eating the peels. Ala filim hem koshim nu mishum. The kevim ando at somas v'abosei b'chi b'rechon. Shayach b'nyanenu ma shevim ogan avram. Shem yam shul shlomo. Losing bottom should stop by dynamically pass on. The afternoon for him in Echad who the ain't shame soulless all of who the A's in the Shemitak and Ochel Mitoch Hashomer Tikun Ochel Bialmahu the ain't shame Allah all about come the Shono Kiddush Gadol organically connected. It's not considered to be Borer. That's the Svara. Either Mogan Avram, Asim Yerushalmi, Kolev, Shumim, Mitzolim, Chai Mishim Borer. Says the Bialach in parentheses, in brackets. What he means? No. That's only the Achazman. But Lial, the Mogan Avram will agree. Ain Shame Borer Olov. That's a little bit Shrev Svara. That's what he said. Of course, you understand. If our pshat in the Rishami is correct, that the Rishami never said kolev shumin is chayav mishum borer. They said that you first threshed it, then picked the peels out of the fruits, or vice versa, that would be considered to be borer, then this whole kasha wouldn't begin, and this gavald, the gesvor, the amshul shlomo, would knock out the peeling completely. So again, we had another tzad, tremendous tzad lahakal, is this yamshul shlomo, especially when it's done lialta. So we have so many different leniencies. And then we come to the final one, which I think is just the final one. So I was very upset, and I found it in print finally. I was the only one who said it myself. I found it in print, one of the recent svarim. Kind of which one? That it's in print this same, but the other same that came out more recently, I don't remember which one it was. That the Eglei Tal himself, when talking about Bitzolim, and he says, if you use a peeler, it's a problem. He himself says that if you take only one unit at a time, that's not called borer in the first place. Or in many, in the case of the Yerushalmi, you bang the garlic and there are loads of, is the word cloves? Is that the right word? Cloves and peels, it's all mixed in, one big mishmash. And then if you would somehow, in that mishmash, use some kind of a peeler to remove some peels, etc., that might be considered to be an Iser of Kliyam Yuchel Dekah. You take one at a time, Eretz Yisrael himself said it's no problem. They're both sides. So again, I may be out of time, I'm not sure. We have to stop the Chumrah in this Mincha. And we'll have to continue with these in Yom tomorrow. We made a nice Haskalah today in Achazara. This is Yad HaDeshmai. Okay.